Hi, folks. It is Wednesday night at 9 p.m., a little bit after 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You are listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. 9 p.m.-ish on Wednesday night. You must be listening to This Show Is So Gay, and you are. My name is Ken.
And I'm Becca.
Hi, Becca.
Hello.
Welcome to Wednesday night.
Yes, indeed. How was your week?
So anyway, moving on. I'm just going to move right on. So that was Love is a Battlefield, which leads us to, I think, our third correction that we've ever issued on the air. So for our third correction, last week's show, I incorrectly stated that Kristen was the official dance captain, dance instructor for our show. That was incorrect. Kristen is indeed one of our dance captains, but she is one of. She does have a co-dance captain named Carrie, and I screwed up, and so they are the co-dance instructor to the show, and I'm very sorry, Carrie. Also, very quickly, would like to just give a shout-out to Barry.
Hi, Barry.
Yay, because Barry's got a big day tomorrow, so good luck, Barry. It'll be great. It's my dad.
Yay.
Yay.
Go, Barry.
And then to start off on a oddly somber note, but we want to make sure that we remind everyone or let people know, if you didn't know already, that this is the one-year anniversary, only 1 year, of the murder of Lawrence King. And Lawrence King was a 15-year-old that was murdered, an openly gay eighth grader in California, who was murdered a year ago tomorrow. And so if you do not know about Lawrence King, you should go check it out. He didn't get nearly the media attention, certainly, that Matthew Shepard did. But you should learn about Lawrence King because there's a lot going on with that trial. And it's just someone that you should know about. So wanted to put that information out there for people to educate themselves. Hey, it was a busy week in the news.
It sure was.
It sure was. Anything you want to start with?
Oh, I've got tons.
Oh, we should also say we have a guest.
We do.
We have an amazing, amazing guest, Jesse Archer. Actor Jesse Archer, who has a column in Out Magazine, is going to be joining us later on. His music selection is fierce.
Nice.
And I don't use that word nearly enough. It's fierce.
No.
You know what?
What?
You're fierce.
Oh, awesome. I always wanted to be fierce.
You're so fierce.
Well, only since I saw Tyra Banks.
Our listeners?
Fierce.
Fierce. All the people.
No, they're so gay.
They're so gay. But they're gay and fierce.
We need to change the name.
There you go. What do you got over there?
I got good news.
I love good news.
I know. I tried. I looked and I searched high and low and I found gay marriage bills being proposed in Vermont and Maine.
It was
and
crazy.
A public hearing in New Hampshire.
There's a lot of gay marriage news out there.
Which is awesome.
No, it's awesome.
We're talking about converting civil unions in Vermont to marriages, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah, I thought that was great. There was a crowd of several hundred supporters that were gathered outside the State House here in Vermont.
Representatives Mark Larson and David Zuckerman, thank you guys for proposing this bill. And
it's caused a lot of confusion in people. I was reading a lot of blogs that, oh, but they have this already. They have civil unions. They're so far ahead of everybody else. And that's why I thought this was a really fantastic story, because it showed people that civil unions actually aren't what everyone is shooting for. There is more than civil unions. So now that Vermont is kind of breaking that ground, I think it shows people that beyond the 101 step, although civil unions is way beyond other states, that this is something that's really important to the state.
Right, and
to
the
not
clarification,
go,
I think, is
absolutely
amazing that they're actually going through this process now. I thought it would take a while longer.
We're all for it. Can
but
we support
Glad
it?
Glad is trying to focus on this, too. I mean, equality now is also working with it, and Human Rights Campaign, they've been talking about trying to get all of the New England states on the same bandwagon as Massachusetts. So
I have a rant about Human Rights Campaign, but I'm going to save it for a little bit later on.
Okay.
I have a whole rant about them. I might save it for the end of the show.
No, you can't get angry at the end of the show. We've been told many times. You know what? I'm saving my last happy news
for the end
rest
of the
happy news for the end of the show, so you can't get angry.
So maybe we'll play a song then that's pretty happy.
Let's play a happy song.
Okay, here's a happy song.
We can do our bad news.
And then go into the happy
and
song.
And have a guest, and it'll be all good.
Oh, we'll space it out. All right,
yeah,
hold on one second, folks,
out.
For some happy happy songs.
Station now.
That was Your Disco Needs You by Kylie Minogue, as requested by tonight's guest, columnist Jesse Archer, who's going to be calling in a little bit later on. Did you see the story about the high school, the Gay Straight Alliance?
Yes, I did.
Give me a freaking break. I mean, I am so... Okay, so if you didn't see the story, before I get angry about it, two Florida high school students yesterday sued their school board because they were not allowed to form a club that promotes the tolerance of gays, a Gay Straight Alliance. Now, at first, I was looking, okay, maybe this is a faith-based school. It's not. It's just some random
public
high school in Florida that's not letting these kids form a Gay Straight Alliance, even though there are all these other clubs.
Which they're not allowed to do is very clear, but...
Why
stop being stupid.
The school board.
School board.
Yeah. They are not fierce.
You are unfierce.
You are unfierce school boards.
It's
just
kidding,
the dumbest crap. I just find that to be so dumb. What are you grimacing at? Oh, because I said that word. I won't say that word anymore.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, what'd you do this past Sunday?
I went to see Milk.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was really intense.
Who'd you sit next to?
Nobody important.
Okay, that's really nice. So Becca and I saw Milk on Sunday. My second time, Becca's first time.
Yeah.
What were you thinking? So you were driving home, and what was going through your head?
Well, I was really mad because it made me cry. And I don't like crying.
So what do you... What
I don't cry at movies ever, and it made me cry. So I was a little bit upset about that. But it was a really good movie.
It was a really good movie.
But it left me feeling... I don't know what.
It left me feeling...
I feel like I'm still kind of processing, and I hate that word, by the way. Never, ever guests, listeners, never use that word, process. But I am with Milk.
Yeah.
It's an intense movie, and he had an amazing life, and it was... His activism was so short, And I just wonder what would have happened if he had stuck around. And
I felt like I'm not doing enough.
Me too.
It was really a little bit, oh, I'm not doing enough, and shouldn't I be doing more? But I'm not. Again, I'm still not exactly sure what it is that we should be doing. And maybe that's a going back to our conversation of your, I feel like I need a leader.
Yeah,
I need someone to coalesce around. And that, it brings me slightly to going on Human Rights Campaign's website today. But
I see.
I'm still not emotionally ready for that topic.
When we get syndicated,
yes,
we can speak nationally about LGBT issues and events.
I would like to do that.
And then we'll be maybe doing sort of enough.
Because I want to change the name of our show to This Show Is So Gay and Angry.
Okay.
Because I really am starting to get angry. I'm realizing that I'm much more immersed than... I was pretty darn immersed in LGBT news before this show. Now I find I'm scouring it a lot more, and I find myself getting more angry every single week and with some of these stories.
Well, it's good.
This
they
story
say,
in Florida,
you know, if you're not angry, you're not paying attention.
Well,
so maybe you're paying attention
I am
now.
Paying attention. I saw the story about these high school kids in Florida, and I don't even understand how this is even a court case. I don't understand how there's a school board that's saying, no, you cannot form. Yes, we have all these other clubs, but you cannot form a gay straight alliance.
I know.
It just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. So
you've been in New England too long.
I've only been in New England for a year and a half.
I know. Well,
so I don't know.
State, not a-
I want to channel that anger into something, but then I go on the website. Say, if you go on, again, this is not my rant because I'm saving it for our guest. If you go on Human Rights Campaign's website, there's just this big, the first word that you go on there is victory. And I'm not exactly sure which victory to which they're referring, but that's not the emotion
We're
that I'm connecting with right now is victory. Not when I read the stories that we've been reading about, and certainly not, you know, when a 15-year-old in California, of all places, can be murdered a year ago for being gay. So
right.
I'm being a downer. I'm sorry. So we need more happy news. What do you got?
We need happy news?
Yeah.
How about neutral news, but we're optimistic?
Go for it.
Okay. Openly gay state representative Greg Harris, who's a Democrat out of Chicago, Illinois, filed same-sex marriage legislation. 2 years ago, though, their civil union bill went down.
That didn't go well.
It did not go well.
It did not go well there.
Okay, so that was kind of mediocre.
It's all going down in Chicago. We have
a lot
of
Chicago
listeners. Utah. How crazy is Utah?
Utah is crazy.
I saw that
story.
Utah
failed to pass a repeal of Constitutional Amendment 3. Prop 3 over there, which bans civil unions and gay marriage. They're trying to repeal, or they were trying to reappeal, just the civil union part, not the gay marriage part. It failed, though Utah Governor John Huntsman says he supports civil unions.
Yeah, that was a big step. That was a big step. I mean,
they're working on it.
I can't get so much energy up around the fact that we won. We didn't have to do the constitutional amendment to ban the thing. So it's like we're not even celebrating when we achieve things.
No, they failed to pass a repeal.
Right.
So actually,
that's not a.
We tried, is basically. It's like, yay, we tried to repeal half of a really bad thing and failed, but barely. Yay.
But just barely. So that's all those things that are going on. There's a lot of marriage initiatives all over the country. I feel compelled that we need happy music.
Can I give you one more bad
go
news?
Go for it. Oh, geez.
I know. There's a lot of it,
all right,
though,
Debbie
and I want to.
Let's hear it, Debbie.
Meg Whitman, big Prop 8 supporter in California.
She's got a good
running
shot.
Running for California
they
governor.
They say she has a good shot at California governor, so that's perhaps not good news.
So West Coast listeners,
we
rally.
Have those.
Yeah, I know.
The
I know we're important.
The show's doctor, Reed, who's listening right now, Reed, do something. We don't want Whitman
Reed.
As the governor. So
yeah,
use
come
your
on,
powers.
Start running.
And Reed, we're going to dedicate
we're
this
We're backing
song.
Reed as governor. Reed for governor.
This is total grassroots. We want Reed for governor. And this is going to be his theme song.
And this is your first endorsement.
This is your first. We endorse Reed, and we want this to be your campaign.
We're not
song.
Really allowed to endorse any candidates according to the FCC, but since Reed is not actually a candidate, I think we're okay.
We're
so, FCC,
him.
Stop listening.
Here's
you don't
his song,
hear us.
Folks.
Okay, bye.
maybe he sings off key, but that's all right by me, yeah. 'Cause what he does so well, makes me want to yell. Let's hear it for the boy. Ah, let's give the boy a hand. Let's hear it for my baby. You know you gotta understand, yeah. Oh, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my loving one man show. Oh, 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 let's hear it for the boy.
I'm thinking it's time to welcome a guest. What do you think?
It is time.
All right. Guest, are you there?
Yes, guest is here.
Okay, now we have to do your intro, so you got to just sit back for a second.
Okay.
Hey, folks, as we've been saying all night, we would like to welcome to this show, So Gay, Jesse Archer. Jesse has appeared in off-Broadway hits like Bertie's Bachelorette Party, and he's been in films like Boy Culture, and he was also in Slutty Summer and A Four-Letter Word, which he co-wrote with last week's guest, Casper Andreas. Did you know Casper was on last week, Jesse?
I actually just discovered that.
Yeah. It's like a 1-2 punch.
I see that.
Jesse is also a freelance writer, including his monthly column for Out Magazine, and his first book was released just last year called You Can Run. Jesse Archer, welcome to the show with So Gay with Ken and Becca.
Welcome.
Thank you so much, Ken and Becca, and Vermont.
Oh, Vermont. Now, Jesse, it's we often start with this question. Have you traveled through Vermont?
I have, yeah. I've been to Burlington, and I loved it. I also think I drove through on the way to Canada once.
We
count.
We'll take it.
Killed a duck in Vermont.
You killed a duck in Vermont?
What?
Yeah, I ran it over.
Aye.
You ran over a duck? Was it crossing the road?
It out of nowhere with its family.
Oh, no. They still talk about that here.
I'm sure.
It was the duck running over incident of 98. It's still very emotional for a lot of folks in this area.
They won't let me back. I'm like Dick Cheney.
We do have that here. We will arrest them.
In Vermont.
Oh, yeah. No, in our town, actually. In our town of Brattleboro. Is the town that said, we're going to arrest them if they come through here because we're really on their travel itinerary.
But, I love that.
What's going on?
Now
they're afraid of us. What's going on in New York City?
Not a whole lot. Woke up with a little hangover today. I just got hit on by a homeless man, though, so it made me feel a little better.
So it's so validating, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, wow, yeah.
Where was the partying last night?
Last night I did a little East Village pub crawl tour with my straight friend.
I'm feeling all nostalgic now for New York City. It hurts.
Me too.
Throw out some names. Where'd you go, Jesse? Make me feel better.
Went to some straight bars, actually. Grassroots Tavern, which is this really ancient marble-stoned place on St. Mark's. And then... wanted to head over to the Hose where I was a couple days ago,
We saw your blog entry about the hose.
You read the blog entry, yes.
I did.
I woke up with a hose.
There you go. Oh.
It's a garden hose.
Oh, thank you.
But yeah, so we tried to go there, but it was closed, and then went to some fun little piano bar, or not piano bar, some little divey straight bar that had a little band in there, and they were playing kind of gypsy jazz music like you hear in Triplets of Belleville.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
So you had a good time there.
Yeah.
We can hang out with straight people. They seem like nice people.
They're all right, everyone.
All right. Hey, Jesse, you want to talk some gay news with us?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's talk about some gay news. There was a lot of gay news this week that I thought we would like to get your opinions on. One of them, there was a great column written by John Corvino about how it's not about homosexuality, but it's about hospitality. And he writes this great piece about how he invited this gentleman from the American Family Association, who he regularly debates, into his house. And he got a lot of flack for that and said, you know what, it's not about homosexuality, it's about hospitality. Would you invite just anyone into your house, Jesse?
Well, who was this guy, a date? Did he hook up with him on Manhunt or something?
It didn't say that. It didn't say that. I think his screen name on Manhunt was Family Guy, something like that. No, it was this, what are you putting your head in your hands Becca? I've barely said anything wrong yet. No, it was a very religious right guy, in that we need
He's from Focus on the Family.
It was Focus on the Family, and the guy had nowhere to stay the night that they were debating, and our guy invited him to stay there, and he got a lot of flack for that.
Well, I don't think you should get flack. I think that's very Hillary Clinton. You're talking to, I can't pronounce the Iranian president's name, but...
Ahmadinejad. Oh, my God, it's the first time I've said Ahmadinejad on our show.
Really say Ahmadinejad?
That was very exciting.
Well, I did, too. Catching.
See?
But, yeah, you can't have diplomacy if you don't have dialogue, and you're not going to change anyone's mind, so might as well.
Well, originally, Focus on the Family guy agreed and said, sure, I'll stay. You know, they've had this working relationship back and forth debating, but they're friends. And then he said, you know what, it's not going to look good, and I can't do it, so I'm booking a hotel. And that's what upset the columnist from 365 Gay. It's like, you know.
So there's that story. And then I thought, there was a story that was up for about 5 minutes today, and then it was pulled, and I had to go. This leads me into, I have a bit of a Human Rights Campaign rant. there's a story about how we're declaring victory, the Human Rights Campaign, because... there is some ad campaign that was going to be going on. Did you see this, Becca? Over in Michigan, from the American Family Association, that was all about these lies and about if gay rights ordinances passes all the things that will happen for the straight community at large. And Human Rights Campaign went nuts and said, we have to get this off the air. We have to get this off the air. And we declared victory because we got it off the air. My thing was, I say we let things like this on the air.
Oh, you're coming over to my side.
Weeks
ago, I said the best thing that could happen to us is have the worst news come out, the worst homophobic comments out there, because I think the general public's hearts, they will see that and go, well, they're not that bad.
Right. What do you think, Jesse?
And then they'll wind up on our side.
Should we...
No, I'm completely with Becca. I think people like Sally Kern or whatever, that crazy woman.
She's nuts.
Make us look really good.
You know?
She's nuts. There's no way.
Give her a microphone and a platform. Put her on YouTube. Seriously.
One of the commercials says, if hate crimes laws are passed, pastors will be prosecuted for preaching what the Bible says about homosexuality. Who believes that? Who's going to see the commercial and say, oh, no? I don't know.
People do believe, though, just like the Prop 8 passed in California, because they put those commercials out that said, you know, gay marriage will be taught to your preschoolers.
Right.
Yeah.
So people, unfortunately, do sometimes believe that.
It's really quite remarkable.
I'm going to start my own ad campaign about gay people actually being aliens from a rival galaxy, come to take over the Earth and to convert all Americans to communism. And I'm going to make big, big billboards the country.
We'll do it. So there was that. And then the other one that I wanted...
And they'll make you a vegetarian. That's the other part.
Well,
that's true, though.
That's actually true. Here in Vermont,
they're trying
to
convert me.
So the other story I want to talk about, there was a great, great article, an editorial on, I think it was gay.com. It was called On a Positive Note, The Bug Club. And it's a series that they're doing on finding out that you're HIV positive. And your column, and folks, if folks have not read it, you should check out Sex, Lies, and Spinach. which tell everyone about Sex, Lies, and Spin It, Jesse.
Oh, yeah, that's my last out column.
Yes.
In this February issue, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm just talking about how I went to Africa and I discovered all these sort of AIDS myths, like the Sangomas, which are the witch doctors out there, say to people in their tribes, you know, don't take the condoms, they're filled with AIDS. So
yeah.
They burn them and stuff, and they also tell them to, you know, have sex with a virgin, have sex with your mother, and you'll cure yourself. You know, so you have all these horrible things happening to people and spreading, you know, infection like crazy. And we always think it's in Africa or somewhere else, but people are so stupid and superstitious. And then I sort of contrasted that with a lot of the myths that we have in our own culture about how people, and I met people who think that you can eat kale and broccoli and spinach and cure HIV, or that it doesn't exist, or that you can't get a super infection or a different strain. And I just think that, unfortunately, myths are not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And they exist everywhere.
Do you find that that's a topic? We talked about this a few weeks ago with one of our guests, just whether or not the topic of HIV is really on the forefront of anyone's mind in the gay community right now. I mean, of course it is, but it doesn't seem to be something that folks are really talking about.
I think they're trying to make it less of a gay issue and more of a health issue, a general human health issue at this point. People want the gay marriage issue to be marriage and, you know, we're normal, not weird disease.
Right.
We're not sick.
Yeah.
Is that, do you hear people talking about it much, Jesse?
Yeah, I hear people making jokes about it, which, you know, on one hand, it's nice to be able to, you know, I was out with someone, I said, where's your friend? And he said, oh, you know, home nursing is two T-cells.
Like, oh, gosh.
Do I not? But, you know, on one hand, that's funny. And on the other hand, people are still dying from it. And, and people are considering it as something that's just, you know, manageable, which, you know, it's not asthma. So,
it's, you know, it's not. And that's
that it's not asthma.
Yeah, and that's where this article just really, really struck me. And I can't speak to this experience because I've not had this experience. So I'm in no way condemning the point of view expressed in this article because it's not a point of view that I have. But the gentleman who writes the article talks, the editorial talks a lot about how as soon as he found out, and he just found out last week, it was just published today, so I'm sure it's very recent on his mind, and how he went out with friends and toasted that night to being a part of the bug club.
God.
And I didn't, and it wasn't a happy toasting. It wasn't a happy event, but it just, it was two things for me. One, that it's such an alien experience. And then feeling really uncomfortable because it is such an alien experience, because I don't feel like as a gay community, we talk about this much these days.
Well, obviously they are.
Yeah, that group is.
But yeah, that's interesting because I think, you know, as gay people, our defense always, our offense has always been cynicism. And,
right.
And that's a perfect example right there. But on the other hand, we do need to erase the stigma for those that have it. So I'm glad that he's talking about it or telling people and hopefully telling his sexual partners as well.
Yeah.
Because in the past, you know, people were too afraid to say anything. And then, you know, then it's got a huge stigma and you're spreading a disease more than you would if you just spoke a little bit about it.
Absolutely. Did you get any feedback on that last piece, Sex, Lies, and Spinach?
I did get feedback. I got some good feedback from, like, scientific people or people that are working in the AIDS or HIV awareness programs. And then I got some hate mail, like I always do, with people like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Do you get hate mail?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
We don't get hate mail.
We don't get hate mail. It's Vermont. Everybody thinks it's fine.
Stuff it internally and don't tell us.
Do you have strong opinions? I think if you have really strong opinions, people love to anonymously hate on you.
I mean,
this show is so gay.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to get hate mail now because it's the whole duck.
Yeah, I'm on it. Don't worry. Bring it to you.
I think the whole duck loving community is now going to send us hate mail because we have a duck killer on.
Hold on. This show is so gay at AOL.com.
Yeah, so, yeah. Jesse, we're at this weird point where we're waiting for our first piece of hate mail and we're inviting it. We're kind of,
It's my own personal quest.
Asking for it.
Yeah.
Right. We're also waiting for someone to come and wave outside of our window
really
with signs.
Sad. So what's the last hate mail you got? We want to hear about the hate mail.
Please.
Now we're about the drama.
We're jealous.
Well, you know, it's usually from the columns, and it's always anonymous. You know, I put my name out there, so people know how to reach me. But I always get these really anonymous emails. Like, this one was like, you don't know what you're talking about, you know? And obviously with someone who really believes that you have a little spinach, your HIV is going to go away.
And where was the postmark from?
What's that?
Where was the postmark from?
Ooh, I just deleted.
Oh, there you go.
I responded before, and it's bad. Like, there was this one guy. I wrote a poem about how I tricked with this young kid, and he was sweet and everything. And at the end, I sort of just wanted him to leave my house in the morning, and he was lingering. So I kind of wrote about that, how, you know, when you're older, you kind of just, like, you don't have the same attitude you did when you were 21, when you were like, maybe this is going to last forever.
Let's go to brunch.
Yeah, let's go. Can I please have another cup of coffee? And so I kind of wrote about that, and I got tons of hate mail from people like, you are responsible for the high suicide rates and the drug use in the gay community, and you're an emotional rapist. And
oh, my God. That's such a resume builder. I would put on my resume, emotional rapist. Okay, I wouldn't.
That's already on your resume.
That's already on my resume.
I've seen it.
That's how I got this whole job here. Wow, hate mail. I don't even.
Simon Cowell.
What are you writing about next? What's coming up?
I just finished a script about a fag hag.
Nice.
The last of the fag hags. You know, as you get older, they sort of disappear and they go off into their mainstream lives. And this is about the very last one. And she resolves that the only way to find a man of her own is to leave her gaze. So she does that, and disaster ensues. And then. Then she actually, they find by the end that she comes back to her friends and she finds a fag stag.
Nice.
A straight male version of her. So, you know, you don't have to change who you are to get what you want.
No, because there's somebody else out there.
That's right.
I mean, you don't want them to stay in the morning, and it's really not about, hey, what are we going to do today?
Yeah.
But that's not really the point of the story. And your next, it's not the point of the story. And what column is coming up next?
I wrote one about the straight invasion in the gay bars.
Oh,
hetero-friendliness.
Do you consider yourself to be hetero-friendly?
I'm working toward it.
You're on step four.
Expensive of our gay bars, so I think we should just chill out. That's just the way of the future. It's just going to happen. It's happening. So
that's so weird to me. We actually talked about.
And that's okay.
We're back to my favorite bumper sticker.
Which one?
The I don't mind straight people as long as they act gay in public.
That's fine with me. Well, and we talked about this with Casper last week because there was a story out there about how some of the lesbian-only communities that are in some rural parts of the country are dying out because younger women, younger lesbians are not interested in living in a community of only lesbians. I actually would live in both either a community of lesbians or a community of gay men and be fine.
Yeah, 6 months on, 6 months off.
Yeah, oh, okay.
That would be great.
Which six, though?
Well, summer months with the men.
Okay, just check it. Yeah.
I'd take vice versa.
You would?
Yeah.
You're fine with them all bundled up?
The men? Yeah.
Jeez. wow, I didn't even know that all the bars are getting more straight people in them.
Well, I think it's a slow progression. I know I went to Europe last year, and there's the biggest clubs there are definitely almost half straight, and it's interesting. It's fun. It's not a bad thing. I think we need to realize we can't gain equality without heterosexuals on our side, and we may as well stop, you know, ghettoizing ourselves so much.
Absolutely.
And find something more interesting about us than our sexuality.
Well, now here's the fun part where we get to get into your psychology, because we want to hear about your song selections and what they reveal about you. So
we're analyzing you. Oh my gosh, we should totally get like a friend who's a psychologist to analyze our guests. We'll have a 5-minute thing after we do their intro.
So when Jesse picked this, it really meant that he's an emotional rapist. So let's hear it for the boy. Why that one?
That's funny you're asking these questions. Well, it was the first song that I really couldn't get enough of. And I was, you know, in third grade or something, and I had just an AM radio, and I would really squeal and get excited about Let's Hear It for the Boy, my one-man show or something.
Nice. You
know, I should have known back then.
Wait, everyone else knew. And then the Killing the Duck just kind of cemented the whole deal, I think, for everybody. And then what about Your Disco Needs You?
We all know
you.
The conversion requires a sacrifice.
Yes.
Your Disco Needs You, Kylie Minogue. I have never left that girl, even though she hasn't been popular here since, well, I think she Can't Get You Out of My Head a few years ago. But
that was a great video.
In the 2000s and even since The Locomotion. And I think Your Disco Needs You is the song I want played at my funeral. It just sums up everything for me, really.
Now, do you have any feelings towards Danny Minogue?
Yeah, I liked her dancey album, but okay. I kind of feel sorry for, like,
the sisters.
A little less famous and always trying, clawing. But she's huge in Australia. And I do feel a little sorry for her because she's, what, like 40 now, and she still spells her name with two I's on the end?
Oh,
yeah, that's
I think
a
there's
rough.
A heart over one of the I's, though. She,
yeah.
She thinks she does that.
Oh, that'd be cute.
And then the song that's going to it's gonna play you out. How about picking a little Grace Jones for our fans?
Love Grace Jones.
What's she doing these days?
To the rhythm. She is so ahead of her time. Have you seen her new... She has a new album out called Hurricane.
No.
And if you go to YouTube, you should do this while you're listening to the song. Go to YouTube and check out her video for Corporate Cannibal, it's called. And that will scare you. You will have nightmares.
I don't want to have nightmares.
Yes. And she's like 50.
I haven't seen her in a while. All right, we're going to have to check out YouTube.
Yeah, check out Corporate Cannibal, Grace Jones.
Becca, are you looking that up?
I should be your publicist.
No, I don't want nightmares.
Yes, you need to get some sort of royalty now from Grace Jones.
That's right.
So you wake up tomorrow morning, and there in your inbox is an email from Grace Jones saying thank you. How do you respond, Jesse?
So much. I would respond thank you in all caps.
Nice. Oh, and then Danny Minogue comes over for tea.
And please don't eat me.
Yes.
She kind of gnaws. At the end of this song, you'll see she kind of chews like a... You know, like a lion would do if it were defending its kill or something.
Was it Grace Jones in some sort of vampire movie that I saw her in?
Probably, very probably.
Okay, I think
I remember from Conan, one of the Conan.
Oh, that's right. I remember Grace Jones from a vampire movie and seeing that. So anyway, all right, well, we want to keep the ducks of Vermont safe, so we're going to, you know, send you
I'm
on.
Really sorry. I feel really bad about that duck, that unfortunate duck. I think I pulled over and... laughed or cried or both.
Well, we're actually accepting restitution funds.
Yes,
on behalf of the duck.
Oh my gosh, we're going to do a whole scholarship fund called the Jesse Archer Duck Fund.
I think so.
The Jesse Archer Duck Fund for emotional rapists. It's going to be a halfway house of sorts. It's going to be great. Jesse Archer, it is a pleasure having you call into our show. Thank you so much for taking the time out for us.
Thank you. You guys are great.
Have a great night. Now, stay home tonight, Jesse.
Yeah, I'm going to. Last night was a doozy. So
yeah, eat your kale.
Listeners and to Vermont, and you guys are awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Jesse. Be well.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We
That was Grace Jones singing Slave to the Rhythm. I would like to introduce a new segment to our show. We're going
to
call it Gays Can Help You.
I love it.
Okay, caller, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, how can we help you, caller? Tell everybody your name.
This is Jeremy.
It is Jeremy!
Hello, Jeremy.
It's our Chicago correspondent.
I love Becca.
Well, who doesn't?
Oh, I love you too, Jeremy.
Sorry, I'm not straight.
Who does? Oh.
Me too.
Okay, Jeremy, how can we help you?
Wow. I mean, it's one of those things that I don't even know. Well, we'll try.
Okay, go for it.
Believe it.
We are wise.
We are
all-knowing
wise. Wise.
Radio personalities.
Maybe I should be asking the questions about your expertise around dating.
Well, bring it on. We are expert daters.
You're expert daters?
Yes.
Are you emotional rapist, dating?
That's really not the point of the story, Jeremy. The point is that we're very good at it.
Yeah, we talk to people.
Yes.
We can help you.
All right, tell us what happened.
Tell you what happened. Well, recently, and I'd say recently being a few months ago.
Okay.
I was introduced to someone, shall we say, or I started seeing someone. Just, you know, very slowly, which was nice, and very nice pace, but I felt that there was a lot of interest from him.
Okay.
Like, excited about it, naturally, you know, and I was definitely liking him. And we just, you know, we got to continue to get to know each other, and things escalated in just a nice way, but there was definitely a lot of interest, more so on his part, but
okay.
I was still, you know, into it. But I was just keeping my expectations real and manageable. And literally, I mean, almost overnight, about, you know, a few weeks into it, it, like, changed. And I was almost thrown for a loop because it was like, you know, you start sort of second-guessing yourself what you do. And, you know, I'll just put a quick caveat in here. I'm definitely over it and everything's fine now, but...
Well, we're not.
Okay, you're not.
We're not over it. We don't actually... The point of this segment, Jeremy, is not about you making peace with it. It's really us making peace with it.
That's right.
So while I'm happy for you that you've worked through it, it's really more about us right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, so anyway, so do you want me to, like, get you really wound up and angry?
Yes.
Okay.
It's towards the end of the show. It's kind of what we do.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm trying to calm him down at the end of the show.
No, I'm getting angry. I'm getting angry because I feel... that Jeremy held himself in check a little bit because he, you know... Did you hold yourself in check a little bit, Jeremy? I'll check in with our caller every now and then.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I was... you know, I understand sort of where I come from in that, you know, for the longest time I had my guard up, and then the moment I let it down, you know, it's sort of like that's when things changed, and I felt like, well, you know... just in a way, in sort of a protectionist way, that I would end it, and, you know, which I think, and when I look back at it in hindsight, that's probably what he wanted, because he didn't want to look like the bad guy, and it was sort of like, you know, well, I'm the one who seems more interested now, and he's not, and I mean...
Okay. How do you feel, Becca?
I'm very exciting.
Well, no, it's exciting.
Okay.
We're angry. We don't like this guy.
No.
Oh, you know what? Give us his number and we'll call him right now on the air.
Not a chance.
What? No. I don't think you really thought this through and the comedic value that it has, really, for us.
Yes, I have, actually.
This could be a whole new segment. We have two new segments tonight. We have This Show Can Help You and Call Your Ex. And Call Your Ex.
I love it.
All right, so we're done.
Becca, Call Your Ex.
We're done with segment one. Jeremy, we are ready for segment two.
Okay.
Of Call Your Ex.
What about, like, past exes from a few years ago?
Oh. Well, only ones that you have some unresolved issues with, because we want to spring them on these people.
Fortunately, you know me, and rarely do I have unresolved issues.
Ugh, all right.
Oh, gosh, that was...
Oh, God, Jeremy, what do we do?
You don't need advice.
We need advice now.
We need Matt to call in.
Oh, yes, Matt might need advice. We can set you up with one of our other listeners, Jeremy. That could be another new segment of our show. Or set you up with our guest.
There really should be a search for singles section on the This Show Is So Gay website. Because if you're listening to our show, you're obviously right on top of the
cutting edge
the pop culture, and you're cool as hell.
Well, and then, Jeremy, just think about it.
Or,
okay.
My time on a Wednesday night, and I just don't have a life.
Wow. It's a Wednesday night. Who has a life on Wednesday night? That's why we have our show on Wednesday night. So you can have a life.
Jeremy, over the next 7 days, I want you to think about being able to tell your children when they say, oh, where did you guys meet? Well, we were both listeners to The Show Is So Gay with Ken and Becca. And then they say, you knew Ken and Becca? And that's how big it is. So I want you to consider the possibility that we perhaps will set you up with one of our other listeners.
Okay.
So you're open to that possibility?
I will consider being open to it.
Okay. That's all we can ask for. So now the important question is, Jeremy, do you feel like we helped you?
You always help me.
All right. Yay!
I don't think we addressed his issues
Becca,
at all.
Becca, that's not the point of this segment. The point is to
air
wear
your
them
dirty
down.
Laundry.
Yes. The point is to wear down the callers to the point where they say, yes, you helped me, as a ruse to get off the phone with us.
Okay, but we need someone with a real challenging problem. I mean, he's already over his problem, so we can't really calm him down.
This
There's
was
no
good for us to get our feet
behind
wet.
It. We need someone who's angry or sad or...
Last Wednesday, I would have been raring to go. You would have got it, but this weekend I got over it.
Well, I don't have my DeLorean, Jeremy, so unfortunately we're dealing with what we got right now. All right. Well, this was good. This was good for us to
get
out.
But now you know.
Yes.
You can call us.
Yes, on Wednesdays.
When I have more dysfunctional relationships.
Can you at least say for our listeners?
If you're dating, it'll happen.
Oh, that's great.
That's why we're here.
Jeremy, at least now when you have these problems, the first thing that should go through your head is, you know, I need to hold this until Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yes.
Okay. Jeremy, thank you for calling in. We will let you know when the date is that we're setting up for you with one of our other listeners.
That's right. We're going to need a profile and a photo headshot and full body, and then we're going to put it up on the website.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be like a whole tab.
We're going to have a tab.
Called Meet Jeremy.
All
right.
And then it'll become just, you know, our listeners.
I'm on it. Jeremy, a pleasure as always. Keep holding down the hatches there in Chicago. Call us with any Chicago news that you might have that we have to break
on
our show.
Isn't there any good Chicago news?
Any good gay news in Chicago that you need to tell anybody about?
The bars are still open.
Okay.
All right. Well, go
get out there. Yes. Actually, if you could run out right now.
Economy.
Well, there's that. That's funny that you say that, because on Queerty today, there was a whole article about how that the recession is perhaps not so good for gay businesses, but that it's been great for gay people in general who are pouring their money into gay bars. So, Jeremy, if you could run out and create some drama in the next 3 minutes at a bar and then call us back with advice, that would be great.
And I'll do my part to stimulate the economy.
Thank you.
Excellent.
That's all we ask. Have a great week, Jeremy.
You guys too.
All righty.
Bye.
See? Look how we help people.
I know.
We're helpers.
Yeah. We're practically social workers.
I feel prepared to put that on my resume now.
I'm ready.
Yeah. No, we're columnists in an advice kind of way.
And we're advice columnists now.
That's huge. That's huge. So do you believe we're already coming to the end of our hour?
Yeah. No.
I know.
No, I don't.
So what I'm angry about is Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I can't believe it's still in the news. Someone needs to get rid of it. It's really stupid.
Yeah.
How was that? That was like anger
really
in just a short burst. Though if I were perhaps to extend it a little bit, I would say that the Kansas National Guard kicked out a woman named Amy Bryan, who, and Amy says everyone knew she was gay, but then, I love this part of the story, someone saw her kissing another woman outside the Walmart.
Well, that's your problem.
Well, that's
right
not,
there.
I mean, what else do you do outside the Walmart? I think that that was just cruel. I think that, you know, that.
Well, if you were outside of your locally owned cooperative clothing store, nobody would have said anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can keep their trap shut.
So this whole Don't Ask, Don't Tell thing, I feel like we give... I'm not sure that I cared that much about Don't Ask, Don't Tell until we started this show, and I see these articles every week about how bad it is and how people just... More people get kicked out under Don't Ask, Don't Tell than they did before Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So someone... If someone has an idea how we can change this, I have zero... Do you have Army connections?
I have tons of Army connections.
Shut up. Wait, how do you have Army connections?
Because I grew up in an area of Jersey right between an Army base, a Navy base, and an Air Force base. Everybody I grew up with has military connections.
I have connections at the mall. I was a different part of Jersey.
Obviously a different part of Jersey.
Oh, all right. Well, there's not much we can do about that. But, hey, you know what we can do something about? If folks want to get in touch with us.
Hey, wait.
Oh,
stop.
Do you have something? I'm sorry.
I have one more thing.
Go for it.
Speaking of things
it's
we can do and
shot.
Things that are happening, and you're in a bad mood,
so
I need to give you one more good thing.
Go for it.
A Massachusetts man, businessman named Philip Ragon or Ragon, not sure how to pronounce his name. I'm sorry, guys. He has pledged $100 million over the next 10 years in $10 million increments for AIDS vaccine research. It's going to Mass General Hospital,
yay.
Harvard, and MIT. So, yay.
Let's get a cure to this darn thing.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
That's a huge commitment, and we've got to applaud that. And we've got a local event this Sunday, Tea Dance at the Hooker Dunham Theater.
Who is it sponsored by?
The Hooker Dunham Theater.
And
this show is so gay.
We're sponsoring a Tea Dance.
It's kind of exciting, so I'll be there.
Becca will be there.
And it's from 4 to 7.
I don't think I'm going.
I don't know what a Tea Dance is. But I know there's a DJ, and there's going to be a networking table, so we can all exchange business cards and love. And
all right, maybe I'll go.
And yeah, right. Ken is going to be there. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an announcement. Ken will also be there.
Ken will be there. No, I don't.
He's such a liar.
If you folks want to get in touch with us, it's just easy. If you're sitting there thinking, oh, gosh, I would love to get in touch with them, but it's just too difficult. I can't get in touch with those people. They're way above me. We're not. We're not. Even if you're sitting there thinking,
well, I am, but Ken is available at the email address.
I am available at the email address. If you're sitting there thinking, my gosh, I would love to send them a hate letter of some sort and how they're just terrible gay people and against the Bible, but I don't know how to do that and it's too difficult. Well, let's make that easier for you. You can send us an email at thisshowisogay@AOL.com. Go check out our website, thisshowisogay.com. And my gosh, if you are not a member of our Facebook group, I can't even imagine why you wouldn't be. So go on to the Facebook and type in "This Show Is So Gay."
And if you're worried about joining the Facebook group or you're nervous about calling in or emailing us,
we'll work through it together.
We can work through it together because this show helps people.
We help people. We help people. And you know where we help people?
Where?
On WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. Here's wishing everybody just the most fantastic week. Have a great week, Becca.
You too, Ken.
Bye, folks.
Bye.